ABC Radio Australia.
A historic meeting of Fiji's traditional leaders, the Great Council of Chiefs, will take place today. The chiefly body, which had been decommissioned by former Prime Minister Frank Bainimarama, was only reactivated last year by the Sitiveni Rampuka government. After 1 year of public consultations, the GCC's first meeting since its reinstatement will be held at Pacific Harbour outside of Suva. So our ABC's reporter in Fiji, Lede Mavono, joins us now from Pacific Harbour. Yeah, thank you very much for joining us. I understand, of course, that meeting is taking place today. But what really is on the agenda for this meeting?
Well, Agnes, as we talked about previously, the GCC is kind of meeting for the first time properly. There was an interim meeting last year to kind of get it back off the ground and to start a review process. But today, they sit proper, and top of the agenda is deciding who will lead, who will be the chairman of the Great Council of Chiefs as it moves into this new era.
I mean, what, I'm just wondering, and I'm probably quite a few people are wondering, why is the GCC a priority of this government?
It's most definitely a question on a lot of people's minds, Agnes, and that came out during the review of the Great Council of Chiefs. It took place over a 12-month period last year, and there are a lot of people that ask, you know, whether it's relevant still and who should fund it and, you know, what kind of a role can this apex body of Fijian chiefs make in nation building and in recovering the economy. But there are also a lot of Indigenous people who have felt their rights not prioritized over the last two decades or so. So they see this as a reintroduction of that priority, Agnes.
Lede, I was trying to look into it a little bit more about the GCC. Certain things like, you know, bills that the government want to take before Parliament will at least be discussed by the GCC first before even being referred to Cabinet and then on to Parliament. I mean, that's quite a significant process.
It absolutely is, and that is the role that the GCC used to have in the past, and one that the people who are driving its reintroduction want to bring back again. So the idea is that the Great Council of Chiefs becomes the main advisory body on all policies, Itoke, or all government policies that have an impact on the Itoke or the Indigenous community. So it is quite a significant role once the Great Council of Chiefs is properly functioning, Agnes.
Lede, you mentioned a public consultation again, this on the review of the organisation. Can you maybe share what the key findings are of that report?
Yes, absolutely. Chief amongst that is that the Great Council of Chiefs review talked to people, and there is a big push, a big need for Fijians to see a GCC that is diverse. So that means having younger chiefs in the Great Council of Chiefs, having more women. As of yesterday afternoon, there are only three women in this body that has 54 people. So the review, I saw a lot of Fijians asking for a GCC that is representative of the Fiji that is today. And so that's something that is hoped will come out in the next few days as the GCC gets back on its feet. Another important key finding of the GCC is that they want for the GCC to also look into the needs of the other communities that live here. You know, bearing in mind that Fiji has about 40%, if I'm not mistaken, 40% of our population is Indo-Fijian, and we do have quite a large melting pot of diverse cultures from within the Pacific and, of course, from outside of that. So there is a need for Fijians to see this chiefly body, look into the rights and interests of other people that live in Fiji. There's also a need for better governance, a better transparency around the way that the GCC will function. There is a growing concern on how political the GCC will be. And so in the next few days, we're going to see whether or not all of the key findings of the GCC review committee is actually going to be adopted once the new leader is put in place today.
And Lede, you talked about representation there, of course, them looking into possible representation of Indo-Fijian. I'm wondering, this reinstatement of the GCC, why is it so important to all Fijians?
It's really important, Agnes, because in the past, the GCC had been accused of and had been involved in political developments and political upheavals that led to the victimization of other races in Fiji, particularly the indigenous. So over the last 20 to 30 years or so, during several political upheavals, Indians did not see the GCC as a body that protected them in times of chaos in Fiji. So there was a lot of that coming out, both in the social media, but also in the review that happened. The other races that live here, particularly the Indo-Fijians, who have been part of Fijian history for the better part of 200 years or so, want to know that when the Great Council of Chiefs is reinstated, that they will be just as important and just as safe in this country as the indigenous people are.
And I just want to check, how long is this meeting going to last? Is it just for today, or what's the plans moving forward?
Well, look, the meeting happens over the next 2 days. This morning is an elaborate traditional ceremony, and it's a little bit more elaborate because, as we talked about yesterday, we do have the presence of Pacific royalties, monarchies from around the region here in the country. And so they will be a small part of the program today. But top of the agenda this morning is the selection, or the election, rather, of a new chair. And that's going to be very important as well, because as you know, we are basically 14 little kingdoms in this country. So having one person unite us in this body of chiefs is a contentious issue, and one that I will be paying particular attention to this morning, Agnes. But otherwise, by tomorrow afternoon, we should know who the new leaders of the GCC are, and also the direction that the GCC will take, because they will discuss some of the key findings of the review that went on over the last year, Agnes.
And quickly, just Leather, any response, though, from the community so far about this meeting?
Right now, Agnes, the only skepticism that I'm seeing in the public is around who funds this GCC. If it is only going to be for 60 or 70% of the population, do they deserve government funds? A lot of the questions I'm seeing is around that. Otherwise, there is a growing reception, if you like. There's a lot of people who feel that the indigenous people of this country have been neglected over the last 16 years, and so they see this as a welcome move. But it's going to be very important for the government and for the people behind the introduction of the GCC to ensure that the policies and the way in which it is structured moving forward makes everyone else that live in this country feel safe and protected.